Going to college isn't cheap, and every day we hear more stories about the rising cost of tuition and the staggering amount of student debt. Grants and scholarships can help, but a lot of those are geared toward the traditional college student just out of high school. Non-traditional students, often called adult learners, can struggle to find financial help. Well, earlier this year, the Idaho legislature decided to allow up to 20% of the Opportunity Scholarship to go towards adult learners who want to go back to college and get their degree. With me today to talk about the Opportunity Scholarship are Debbie Critchfield, Vice President at the Idaho State Board of Education, Wendy Sechrist, Executive Director, Idaho Workforce Development Council, and Joy Miller, Scholarships Manager at the Idaho State Board of Education. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
First, explain what an Opportunity Scholarship is and how long we've had it here in Idaho.
So I'll kick off with that as a description. This is the fifth year of the program itself, and it's the first time that we have been able to expand it in a way, courtesy of the legislature, by opening it up and allowing us to invite adult learners who had stopped out at some point for a variety of reasons to come back. And so students, and we'll categorize our adult completers into that category, can get up to $3,500 towards their educational pursuits.
And have we had adults take advantage of this yet?
This will be the first year.
Okay.
So the board has determined, a couple months ago, what the sort of the rules would be for the application process, the minimums, and we can talk about those. But we're hopeful that people will be aware of what the opportunities are for them in this scholarship expansion.
Because I would assume that a lot of people that could really benefit from this maybe have some college education, and then at some point they stopped, but maybe they need just a little bit more to get that degree or to get a certificate. Is that what we're finding in the state? And maybe, Wendy, you can answer that.
Sure. So, you know, in the state, the state has a 60% goal of having, 60% of our adults have some form of post-secondary education by 2025. And that aligns so closely with what the Workforce Development Council's goals and objectives are, because we see that over the next 8 to 10 years, over 60% of the jobs that are being created in Idaho and in the rest of the country are going to need some form of post-secondary education. And so being able to work closely with education, with our employers in the state, to identify people who are, you know, who are close, that they, you know, that they've started and that they have the ability and the opportunity to gain those additional skills that they need to fill the jobs that Idaho employers just so desperately need them for. It's a great opportunity to work together and to work with our citizens.
And Debbie?
Just to piggyback on what Wendy is describing, the goal that has been set, that was set nearly 5 years ago with the State Board of Education towards that attainment goal, there's no way we can get to that goal unless we bring in adults. We don't simply have the people. We don't have the young people, that traditional student or just graduated student, whatever the career path is that they choose. In order for us to really meet these workforce and labor needs, we absolutely have to motivate and have to encourage adults who are already working, or, as you pointed out, life happens.
Right.
Things happen, and I didn't get to finish my degree. And so if you had 2 years, if you've been out of school for 2 years and you have 24 credits, you're able to then apply for this scholarship.
And Joy, maybe you can talk about what some of those guidelines are if someone's listening today and they're like, well, wait a minute, I have some college how can I apply for this?
So we have this really great website, opportunityidaho.com, and it puts it down into easy steps. You can check out the website, check it to see if you meet requirements, and then you can go click on the link from that website, create an account, and fill out the application. I think it maybe takes 10 minutes at most, and that's probably if you're really just taking time with every question. But that site is going to make it easy. It outlines all the requirements, the 2.7 GPA. You must have 24 credits when you last attended, and it must have been at least 24 months since you last attended.
And we'll make sure we put the website on our website as well, so people can find it easily. But Wendy, do you see a lot of people who fit that requirement, but yet they're like, when life happens, sometimes you don't have the extra money to go back to school.
Right. Yeah, I mean, trying to characterize underemployment is a really challenging thing for economists to do. But we know that we have people in the workforce who are, you know, whose skills, you know, just, you know, give them a little bit more and they, you know, would qualify for higher paying jobs, more sustainable family wages. So I can't give you actual statistics as to how many people, although Debbie can talk a little bit about, Debbie or Joy can talk a little bit about how many people we identified that have started college and... Hold on. I'll do that. Okay. I can do that. So, working with the State Board of Education. So working with the State Board of Education and the council, we identified around 50,000 people in the state that had started college that had not finished their degrees. And so that was our initial target in, you know, marketing this opportunity to.
So you knew with that 50,000 people, you have a, you have a vast pool of people, Debbie, that... I mean, they're sitting there potentially, just as you said, Wendy, right at that verge of being able to also fill the workforce that we need to fill.
One of the conversations that we're trying to shift in the state is that we don't talk about career separately than college. So you'll hear this particularly with graduating seniors. Well, do you want to go to college or do you want to pursue a career? Everything is a career. What pathway you choose to get there, that might be individualized for you. Maybe it's a technical degree. Maybe it is a four-year college degree. We don't care what that is. The scholarship is broad enough to help satisfy the individual nature of people's needs and where they see them being in the career and in the labor force. Everything ultimately should lead to a job. And so we're trying not to separate education from workforce. The education puts you into the workforce and puts you in a position that you have options that make sense for you based on your family and your aptitude and your and what you like.
Well, I'm speaking with Debbie Critchfield, Vice President at the Idaho State Board of Education, Wendy Sechrest, Executive Director of the Idaho Workforce Development Council, and Joy Miller, Scholarships Manager at the Idaho State Board of Education. We're talking about opportunity scholarships and how it's opened up to adult learners. So you just brought up an interesting point, Debbie. So when we talk about this opportunity scholarship, it can be for these trade positions then that we have a vast need for. Is that correct, Joy?
It can go for one-year certificates and two-year associate's degrees at any of the CTE career technical education programs in the state of Idaho.
Just as long as they fit the criteria.
As long as they fit that GPA and those credit and other criteria, then yes, certainly.
Well, and I think one of the things that we're, you know, in addition to connecting college and careers very closely together, the other thing that we want to do is talk about college as, you know, college isn't just a four-year degree. College can be an associate's degree. It can be a technical certificate. You know, so broadening what I think as a society we've done in really narrowing a definition of college, you know, even talking about it as post-secondary education, it's what you do beyond high school, right? What type of education is going to help lead you to the jobs that you're interested in and be able to, you know, access those career opportunities. So, you know, anything from certificates to associate degrees to bachelor's degrees are, you know, eligible for this program. We definitely don't want people to think that it's just if they're going to go back and get a bachelor's degree.
And that has to open it up for so many people because some people, especially, you know, if as we say, sometimes when life happens, the last stress you need is to go back to college full time. Right.
It can be not only a financial burden, but there's other time constraints and family responsibilities that lead to decisions on whether or not you can. So the expansion was designed to take one of those aspects or at least minimize one of those aspects, the money side of it, that there's help. We recognize in Idaho that there are a lot of labor force needs. And as Wendy's pointed out, if you know, folks that are underemployed or maybe you just after so long in a certain profession, you decide, hey, I'd like to do something else. Not sure about money, time, how to get there. This will help folks get the right information and get them where they need to be.
So you said, Debbie, it's $3,400?
Up to $3,500.
Is that per year or is that for, Joy, is that for the entire
That is the maximum amount per year for a full-time student, and it can be prorated down to part-time enrollment, so they don't have to be full-time or three-quarter time. They can actually attend part-time. You wouldn't get the full $3,500, but you would be eligible for some amount of the funds.
So for people who are working then, right? I mean, that gives you more flexibility as well.
Definitely.
So we will, of course, put the website on our website so that people who are interested can look and see if they can apply. I appreciate you coming in and talking about this today. It's good information for people to have. My guests today have been Debbie Critchfield, Vice President of the Idaho State Board of Education, Wendy Sechrist, Executive Director, Idaho Workforce Development Council, and Joy Miller, Scholarships Manager at the Idaho State Board of Education. We've been talking about opportunity scholarships today and how adult learners can now be eligible. Like I said, we will put all that information up on our website. So look at that later on today. And again, thank you. I really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.